Look, there's a couple of different things on it, and this is what we have in today on the greenways. Like, the timeline for the funding is very, very short. It's just the 20th of November. There's a lot of different studies and stuff and implications that has to go in under that. So we're asking for, you know, different provisions under that strategy. You know what I mean? But, you know, we need this to the northwest. Like, you know, this is going across four counties. And we see it like, you know, it's not just the greenway. It's about everything else out from it. Like, it's about the heritage of it. Like, Countess Markridge's father and younger brother were the chairman of the line. You know, major different parts in it. Like, it's about the lakes along at the River Bonnet. You know, that it's not just a walk and a cycle. It's a canoeing route as well. And it's about, you know, with Brexit coming down the road, it's about the implication of, you know, cross-border, cross-community. Like, we have a massive, you know, push from the northern side as well on this, you know, from all communities, because, you know, this seems as great implication, like, of people connecting together, you know, by this and cycling and talking to each other on the route, you know. So this is something we need to the northwest. And it's time we had a right infrastructure project. I think our four TDs agree with that, and they're pushing and lobbying hard for this, you know, as well as, you know, like, we see, like, Brexit's hitting the tourism industry by 16% down in Leitrim, 12% in other border counties right across. Like, if you took 16% out of anyone's business, that's a major impact. And this is something we need to, you know, it needs to help. We need to get new marketing funding. We need to get it down to the businesses. And we need to do direct marketing to them and say, look, you're welcome to Leitrim and Sligo and to the northwest area.